America Weekend. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Did you know that your favorite celebrity is an abject genius? A Thomas Edison in the making, creating products that will better your life, my life, and our children's lives for decades to come. Really? Every once in a while here at the home office, a story kind of creeps across the monitor that we look at and say, that's hogwash. But we bring it up anyway to kind of prove to you or to leave it up to you to decide whether or not it's hogwash. The title of this article, Gadgets Designed by Celebrities. I am going to insert the word allegedly in there just for my own sanity. So, gadgets allegedly designed by celebrities. Here we go. While there are countless tech companies that use endorsements from celebrities as a marketing gimmick, the actual connection between a celebrity and the gadget they supposedly love is often laughably tenuous. Soon after being named as BlackBerry's Global Creative Director in 2013, singer Alicia Keys was called out by the New York Times for sending tweets from an iPhone. Talk show host Oprah Winfrey was similarly mocked for praising Microsoft's Surface tablet via a tweet sent from an iPad, this according to a report in Time. Although some well-known stars that endorse tech products may only be lending their famous name in exchange for a paycheck, there are also a surprising number of celebs that have actually helped design the gadgets they endorse. The scope of these celebrities' involvement in the creation of these tech products ranges from providing general design advice to being deeply engaged throughout the entire design process, really? While the results may not always be pretty, kudos given to these celebs for actually helping to design the tech products that they hawk. All right, here we go. Some gadgets that celebrities, they say, helped design. The first one, the gadget, the Pono player, the celebrity Neil Young. Legendary singer, songwriter, and musician Neil Young got into the digital media player business after a successful Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign that earned over $6 million for the Pono player. Young not only conceived the player, he also currently serves as the CEO, founder, and the vision, force, energy, and voice of Pono Music. That's according to the company's website. I would imagine so. As noted on the Pono Music website, the Pono player is intended to allow music fans to feel the master in all its glory. In its native resolution, CD quality or higher, the way the artist made it exactly. Besides supporting the playback of high-fidelity audio up to a lot of numbers that really we don't care about, the Pono player offers 2 3.5-millimeter audio output jacks that can be used to separate auto into left and right channels. Who cares? Anyway, the Pono player recently became available in February. It retails for $400. Early reviews of the device have been mixed. Ars Technica calls it a tall, refreshing drink of snake oil. While the Pono player will play all types of digital audio files, users can make sure they're getting the highest quality audio files possible by purchasing music, oh, surprise, surprise, from the Associated Pono Music World Store. The next one, the gadget, the Polaroid GL20 camera glasses, the celebrity Lady Gaga. That's right, Stephanie from Staten Island is designing things for Polaroid, folks. Did you even think Polaroid was still in business? They only talk about Polaroid on Mad Men at this point. Approximately 1 year after Polaroid announced that it had named pop singer Lady Gaga as the creative director for a specialty gray label line of tech products, the company unveiled its GL20 camera glasses at the 2011 Consumer Electronics Show. As the name suggests, the GL20 camera glasses features a small built-in digital camera, as well as dual 1.5-inch LED displays behind the lenses. The unusual eyewear was the result of collaboration between Lady Gaga, Polaroid, and design firm Ammunition, this according to Fast Company. As noted by Lady Gaga during the product unveiling, the design of the glasses was inspired by a pair of video display glasses she made out of 2 iPods for her Poker Face music video. She is fairly involved with the process, said Ammunition creative director Robert Brunner. She takes it very personally. She really feels this stuff is a representation of her. She has ideas coming from her ethos and perspective. So how do we turn that into a strong, viable product design? While Bruner and Lady Gaga have intended the GL20 camera glasses to be a viable product design, the glasses were never publicly released by Polaroid. Nearly a year after the glasses were unveiled at the, the Consumer Electronics Show, All Things D obtained a statement from the company that read, "Polaroid and Lady Gaga are looking forward to giving consumers even more ways to restore creativity to images, both digital and printed, with additional gray label products in the near future." That means we had these glasses. She came in, drew up a little thing, but we're not going to put them on the market. As the GL20 camera glasses are unlike anything seen before, we're still reading from that quote. "Additional time is needed to ensure that consumers will receive a product that exceeds expectations." Do you really think that Lady Gaga walked in and sat down with these MIT-trained engineers that are creating the products of tomorrow, things that will change our lives, and all of a sudden, let's turn away from the engineers and let's defer to Lady Gaga as she designs the gadgets of tomorrow? Do they really think the public is just this gullible? Do they sell us that short? I know. Let's find another one here. Here's a good one. The gadget. The Typo 2 keyboard. The celebrity. Yes, that noted inventor, Ryan Seacrest. The Typo 2 keyboard is an iPhone accessory made by Typo Innovations, a company co-founded by television personality and producer Ryan Seacrest. Also a big guy in radio, can't we say that? The $99 Bluetooth-connected accessory allows iPhone users to type on a physical keyboard that looks a lot like BlackBerry's iconic keyboard design. So Seacrest is into designing BlackBerry-like products. He is so 2006. In fact, the original Typo keyboard was similar enough to BlackBerry's patented keyboard design that a U.S. court granted the Canadian smartphone maker an injunction blocking its sale, as reported by Reuters. In February, BlackBerry was awarded 860,000 simoleons plus legal fees after Typo failed to comply with the injunction. Because of the lawsuit, the Typo 2 keyboard was redesigned so it would not infringe on BlackBerry's design patent. Where is Seacrest in all this? While it's unclear how involved Seacrest was in the actual design process for the Typo keyboard, he apparently helped come up with the concept for the product. As explained on the company's old website, the keyboard was, quote, "born out of a desire for efficiency," unquote, when Seacrest and the other founders of the company realized that many of their friends used smartphones with physical keyboards for typing in the iPhone for virtually everything else. According to Typo Innovations' website, the company is currently developing another keyboard accessory for the iPad Air. So will the Seacrest keyboard see the light of day? Isn't it amazing how it kind of dances around the whole, they were intimately involved in the design process. Please. Here's a good one. The gadget. The Lenovo Yoga Tablet 2 Pro. Celebrity, noted scientist, Ashton Kutcher. It turns out actor Ashton Kutcher's involvement with tech product design goes beyond just portraying Steve Jobs in film. In October 2013, Chinese computer maker Lenovo announced that it had hired Kutcher as a product engineer for its Yoga line of tablets. Approximately 1 year later, the company and good old Ashton unveiled the Yoga Tablet 2 Pro. Designed with a focus on multimedia usage, the $469 Yoga Tablet 2 Pro features a built-in Pico projector, an 8-watt sound system with a subwoofer, and a 13-inch quad HD screen. Oh, how does he do it? The Yoga Tablet 2 Pro also features a versatile kickstand. What is it, a kid's bike? That allows the device to be, the device to be positioned at different angles or be hung on the wall. As noted by Lenovo, good old Ashton has helped fund several successful startups, including Airbnb, Spotify, and Uber. Not surprisingly, this tech-savvy entrepreneur played an active role in designing the Yoga Tablet 2 Pro. Quote, "The Yoga Tablet 2 Pro is the culmination of the most extensive research and feedback we've ever undertaken, and Ashton has been with us every step of the way, bringing new ideas to the table, challenging us, always advocating for users," unquote. This according to Lenovo Mobile Business Group VP Jeff Meredith via press release. Would he say anything else? Quote, "As a result, we've preserved the best features of the original Yoga tablet, the modes, and the long battery life. And now we've raised the bar completely with technologies like the projector that will keep changing the way we think of tablets," unquote. And the funny thing is, you turn it on, you get these endless reruns of That 70s Show and the last few years of Two and a Half Men. Isn't that ironic? No, I just added that into the story. Your celebrities, our celebrities, they are blazing the trail. One day when we're at Disney World and we're going up Spaceship Earth, the big ball, and we're looking at the communication innovations, the technical decisions and creations that have molded our society, we will think of Ryan Seacrest. We will think of Ashton Kutcher. We will think of Lady Gaga. Yes. If there is a Mount Rushmore of these amazing minds through the history of time, who will we kick off? Edison? Tesla? I don't know. But someone will have to leave because Lady Gaga needs to be there. Stay with us as you try to grasp that. Coming up next, internet shorthand that as a parent, you need to know because you got to find out what your kids are up to online. Maybe they're inventing things like Lady Gaga. Could be. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, sometimes it happens, unfortunately, and a parent dies. There's no easy explanation, and I'm often asked, what do I tell my child? It's more what you do than what you say. Here's the developmental science of it. First, tangible pictures, stories, letters need a prominent position in the home. Next, help them grieve. Your child may have difficulty verbally expressing their grief, so give them crayons and let them express their pain through art. Finally, it's okay for you, the remaining parent, to cry in front of your children. This teaches the child appropriate grieving. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reassure your child that the family will survive and know it's the remaining family's love for each other that ultimately heals. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Negative thoughts are powerful. So powerful, in fact, that they can keep you from reaching your goals. So what's a quick way to stop them before they take hold?
A study by the Association for Psychological Science found that when people wrote down their thoughts on a piece of paper and then threw the paper away, they mentally discarded the thoughts as well.
Researchers say this works because you mentally label the thought as trash, which is reinforced when you also physically throw it away.
This process even worked on participants who typed their thoughts on a document, then pushed it to the recycle bin on their computers.
So keep your positive thoughts and trash your negative ones. Literally, it leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.